This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Wow! Happy Tuesday! Welcome. This is Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. I'm so beyond happy and excited to be here and to be hanging out with you this fine Tuesday afternoon. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can now download on the App Store or Google Store, depending on your device. Happy Tuesday! Today, on this fine Tuesday afternoon, I have some amazing, really fun, cool music lined up for you guys today. So you can look forward to some soothing springtime beats along with some along with a lot of female-centered music honoring Mother's Day that just happened this past Sunday over the weekend. A lot of female Canadian content going on this week because I love women. So you should totally stick around for all this awesomeness and all this amazing, super cool, awesome music that I have lined up for today. Up first, here is Parking Lot by Hannah Vu.
We'll be right back. better for you. I'll make it better for you. I'll make it better for you. I'll make it better. I'll make it better. You never have to worry about me.
Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken. Very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Cross my arms and oh, I hope to fight.
That's such a wonderful, amazing, beautiful song. That was just Look Alive by Hannah Vu on her newest album, Romanticism. Which is such an epic album by Hannah Vu. It's one of her newest albums that just came out a couple weeks ago. It brought out such a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, sensitive side to Miss Vu that I never knew I could connect to so deeply. And she has such a wonderful, amazing voice that I could listen to for hours with gut-wrenching lyricism that makes me feel something that I haven't felt in a while. So definitely check out Romanticism by Hannah Vu for a heart-throbbing spectacle of an album. Truly a piece of art stemming directly from the heart channel. Just so beautiful, raw, real, unique, and I eat it up. She is so talented, and I am forever thankful that she put this album onto the universe so I could feel something and connect with her on such a deep level. It's so beautiful and amazing, and she's coming to Vancouver in October, so I've already got my tickets. I'm already going to go see her. I've been a fan of hers. I think she's just so funny. I think she's so cool. I follow her on social medias. Hannah Vu is such a fun, creative artist that I really enjoy. I love the cover art. Oh my goodness, the symbolism in the cover, the symbolism and the lyricism, her vocals, everything. Give it a listen. Give it a listen if you wanna feel something for a change. Because it's beautiful. And definitely stick around because I'm going to be playing more female artists and discuss the wonderful impact of mothers around the world. But now I feel like we should just listen to some more Hanavu because this album is beautiful. Here is Dreams by Hanavu.
Location, location, location. Location is just as important in birding as in real estate. But unlike real estate, where the prime location has a panoramic view or great ambiance, birding is often best in the most unlikely places. For instance, sewage treatment plants are great places to look for birds. Watch for gulls, ducks, and the ever-vigilant raptors keeping watch nearby. Another place might be your local landfill or dump. From Alaska to southern Texas, dumps are often great places to find good birds. The Juneau, Alaska landfill is famous for its gathering of gulls, and you used to be able to find lots of ravens, too. And at the southern tip of the country, the Brownsville, Texas dump was, for years, the only place in the U.S. you could find a Tamaulipas crow. For a more sedate birding adventure, visit a cemetery. Especially in rural areas and in the Midwest, cemeteries are often repositories of native plants, remnants of the native habitats of the 19th century. They're magnets for migratory birds, which find food and cover in those green oases. They're quiet, too. Just remember, birds are where you find them.
It's cool.